This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Dylan Music. The Salinas City Council has repealed four ordinances related to tenants' rights. KAZU's Katie Brown has more.
By a vote of 7-2, the council backpedaled on the laws that went into effect in January. Around half of Salinas residents are renters, and most of the public comment came from frustrated residents who said the new laws had given protections to many low-income renters. Recognizing their concerns, Councilmember Andrew Sandoval voted no.
I don't know how many people here have actually been a tenant who have tried to get their rights asserted. The only way to do it is code enforcement or filing lawsuits.
But Sandoval says most renters can't afford legal action. The other no vote came from Tony Barrera. Katie Brown, KAZU News.
And a San Diego-based attorney was in Moss Landing yesterday, amplifying the concerns of nearly 800 locals involved in a mass action lawsuit. It's against PG&E, Vistra Energy, and several construction and chemical companies. Knute Johnson of Singleton Schreiber and his clients blamed them all for building the battery plants that have had several fires.
We think all those folks did things that contributed to the problem that resulted in the thermal runaway and the dumping of the toxins all over the community. So our approach is to bring every bad actor to the table.
In addition to inviting more people to join the lawsuit, Johnson wants to get the case moved out of federal court and back into state court. This is KAZU News. I'm Dylan Music.